Let's Go Dawgs, King Germs. You know what it is. Them Bulldogs run y'all ass. Ha.
Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, look here. I'm going to get your picture right. You need to call me. We can hook up. I got some real nice sleeves that'll make your toes curl. Call me as soon as possible.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, and I'm your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. the Black Jesse Ventura, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. I am the Frocast, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and the last a.k.a. Fat Mahomes, now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the problematic, yet well-spoken one, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. a lot of crass with a dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and none other than my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment on the Frocast, whatever podcast reader you use. I'm pretty sure we on there. So go ahead and do the right thing, people. Don't forget, we got the voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have the Patreon where you can support all things Nappy Afro. For as little as a dollar, you get behind the scenes, exclusive content only on the Nappy Afro Patreon. So if you want to help support the site, you know, if you got a dollar to spare a month, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, go ahead and join the Patreon. And like always, the easiest way that you can help us is by sharing, reblogging, retweeting, adding it to your story, telling a friend, subscribing to Frocast on their phone, giving it 5 stars, good ratings. You know, like Bomani Jones say, if you give anything less than 5 stars, he's going to assume you're a hater. You know what I'm saying? So... Got all the pandering out the way, Queen German. How was your week?
I'm pretty good so far, so good. Same old foolishness. People want to talk to you, act like they like you at the job when they know they don't mean you no good.
Oh, you mean humans just doing human things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I would think that at a certain age,
no,
we would be honest with ourselves and try to do.
It's shy fast old people out here, ready on their deathbed right now. It just, that shit don't never stop. You just gotta, you know, hope for the best in humanity, man. But I don't see no hope for it.
Yeah.
As far as my week, since you asked, oh man.
I never do.
I know what you're asking. Y'all want the Coach Germ update.
It's no update.
So here we go. I know last week we recorded before the game, and this week we're recording after the game. So we got a 2-game wrap up right now. As y'all recall.
Same results.
As y'all recall, the Tom Brown, no-name team, took the field last week. We played Levy, my arch nemesis. And I'm going to be real with y'all, man. My boys came out there and fought. You know, we lost 20-7, but it was a close game. You know, it was 13-7 before we fucked it up at the end and turned the ball over and they scored. So, you know, my boys fought the whole game. They had them boys on the ropes. And, you know, I was proud of them, you know what I'm saying? So then we looked at our last game of the year. You know, we had a good week of practice, you know, only 12, 13 kids showing up to practice. And, you know how that's going to go. But And we had our last game last night. And we came out there. We was fucking lights out. I ain't gonna front. Halftime, we was up 6-0. The other team might have had one first down. And we were fucking rolling. I was just like, yo, we only got two more quarters to go. Let's finish up, guys. But it was cold as a motherfucker last night. And, you know, kid's gonna kid. And next thing you know, they complain about it being cold. They can't feel their hands, blah, 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 blah. Coach told y'all before the game started, hey, it's going to be cold as hell. Dress accordingly. I had some players coming out there with clothes under their football pants. And I was just like, bro, how are you going to play like that? Can you even move? One dude had jeans on under his damn pants. I said, Jesus Christ. So,
I mean, your mama couldn't get you no thermals.
We end up turning the ball over maybe three times in the second half. Gave them every point they got, we gave to them because we turned the fucking ball over on our side of the field. And they had short fields to work with. And they went in. We did have an epic goal line stand near the end of the game. But that goal line stand cost us 2 points because we gave up a safety because we was on the 1 yard line. Then we gave up a safety right after that. So a 13-6 game turned into a 15-6 game, basically saying, hey, game over. You can't score 9 points. You know what I'm saying? On one drive. So the season ended last night. This year we were 1-5, which is, you know, not good at all. You know what I'm saying? But
horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible, but, you know, we had a good bunch of kids that, you know, they fought at the end, but I just told them, like, yo, if I would have fought like this at the beginning, our record would have been way better, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that just happens. You know, they caught their stride a little late. Like I said, they got a good bunch of kids. Some of them coming back, a lot of them moving on, you know, but, you know, we can't, this season, 2019, I'm going to say it was a success. Because, you know, we turned it around, kind of, didn't get the wins, you know. I mean, coming off a couple championships, you know, yeah, this is a severe letdown. But, you know, because we thought, like, the standard was there. But, you know, it happens. So, 2019 in the books. We're not getting trophies this year because I'm just not going to do it. You know, I don't, you know, these parents, I don't want to ask them for another dime to spend on their kids because they're like, they're giving me the money when you're actually giving the people the money. Coach ain't touched a dime this year. When y'all come to give me some money, hey, hold on to it, get the team mom. So I'm just going to get certificates for the kids. We're going to have a little pizza at the park, let them run around, play together one last time. I'm going to send an email out, see how many people are going to be in attendance so we can try to have numbers for everybody. Because if you're not going to come, I mean, I'm not even going to waste time getting you a certificate made. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I'm at with it with some of these parents. But, you know, I don't hold the kids for what they, you know, the transgressions of the parents. I don't pass that on to the kid.
Okay.
You know, I try not to. But, like I said, this is another year in the books, man. No more Coach Durham updates. You know, this is it till
woo-hoo!
Next year. 2020. Maybe we can get back on the winning side of things again. Because I lost to some bum-ass coaches this year. I lost to some real bum-ass coaches. And they really think like they got one up on me. I'm like, look, you looking at the guy right now, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like, thank you. Like, thank you for whooping up on me because maybe that hunger wasn't there. Yeah, gave me a wake-up call, got me hungry again. Because I don't like losing the first-year coaches. Like, this your first-year coach and I lost to you? What? Huh? And then you gonna try to steal one of my players after the game? I was just like, really? Oh, if you want to bring him over here next year, I looked at the parent. I said, well, take him over there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nah, you know we ain't going nowhere. Oh, I mean, hey, no skin off my back. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
That's how you living.
Yeah. God damn. Like, them niggas ain't winning the title. Them niggas just beat us. Hey, everybody, look, newsflash. Everybody beat us this year, dude. Don't mean y'all good, bro. Like, y'all was in a dogfight with us and the first game y'all beat us, I wasn't coaching. Second game y'all beat us, we had fucking about 5 turnovers last night. Like, the turnovers killed us this year. We had at least 20 turnovers this year in 6 games. At least 20. I mean, that shit was fucking horrible. I've never, ball security was fucking not a main concern this year. I don't know what the fuck happened. Because, I mean, it was just fumbling. My quarterback fumbling, throwing interceptions. My running back's fumbling. Shit, my even running back threw interception last night. That shit was crazy. The ball came out of his hand. It just went and just tumbled in the air. And the dude caught it and tried to run with it. And I was like, just hold him for 2 seconds, please. God damn. Don't let him score. But that happens in youth football. So we could close the 2019 season, man. 1-5. Tom Brown was not great. Can't even call him the Gladiators. Can't even call him. They're just Tom Brown. The announcer last night asked me, what's y'all mascot? I said, we don't have one. We just Tom Brown. He chuckled. I did too. Actually, I didn't. I was crying on the inside because he knew what our mascot was. He's like, damn, bro, I thought y'all. Nah, we ain't the Gladiators. Some parent tried to yell out, Gladiators. Hush, don't listen to her. She don't know what she's talking about. But yeah, so that's it for that, man. Basically, the show is not going to be, we're not going to be hopping all over the place like we usually do. What? We're going to have like a centralized, I mean, because this topic going to branch off into other topics. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, you know, we're going to get kind of serious. Kind of serious, you know what I'm saying? But so have you heard the news about T.I.? T.I. been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. And he was only in the news not because of his podcast, not because he's making music, not because of the TV show, none of that. T.I. was in the news last week because he was on some other podcast, and they was asking him something about his daughter or whatever, and he was like, you know, him and he takes his daughter to the gynecologist every year to make sure her hymen is still intact. It started when she was 16, and now she's 18. And he wants to see if she's still a virgin. And is that weird?
That's passed by weird. That is sick.
That's sick. Okay. What's sick about it?
Everything. Okay. Like, as a father, there's no reason for you to have to know whether or not she's a virgin or not. That's really neither here nor there.
Yeah.
If she doesn't have an STD, if she doesn't have a baby, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Like, you're worrying about the wrong thing. So are you supposed to give her the green light when she's supposed to be able to have sex? She got to wait till she married. That's something you didn't do. You have an ass of kids from an ass of women. And therefore, you sure wasn't no virgin when you got married.
Mm-mm.
You might have a couple of outside people on the one you're with. So you are not the gold standard or anybody who I would suggest should even be going to these lengths.
Would you call that being a good father?
No.
Like overprotective maybe?
Passed by overprotected. That's disgusting, like I said, because you talking about you take her to the gynecologist. I hope and pray you sitting in the waiting room to get the person.
No, he said she when she turned 18, he had to fill out some kind of paperwork for it. I hope he's not in the room with her.
It sounds like it.
But just
because how would you know her hymen is intact?
I guess the doctor would tell her.
The doctor can tell him anything. If I slide you this $20 or $100, whatever I got to pay you to just do what I tell you to do.
But my question is
these are my medical records at 18.
Yeah, this is my question to you. Let's say you take it to the doctor and the hymen's not intact. Then what?
I mean, you probably going to cut her off and not give her no money or whatever.
Like, I just don't understand his reasoning for going.
He going too far.
Yeah, because I have a daughter and I wouldn't dare take her to the gynecologist.
You don't want to go with me.
I mean,
when I was pregnant, that's the only time you went.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable, though.
Yeah.
You had a male gynecologist. If you had a woman gynecologist, I wouldn't have no problem. But that man gynecologist, that day he did whatever he did, I was like, I'm never coming here again. I'm sorry. I'm sitting in the office. But me being a father, I would think that would be strange and weird, me going to my daughter's doctor. You know, with her, like, I'm a good father. I'm a great father, I think. But I think there's boundaries. Like, I mean, like, do you do your sons like that?
No.
You don't, you
check. You probably high-fiving them.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
These fucking folk.
That's my whole thing. Like, do you treat the boys the same way? Because since then, you know, she has unfollowed her father on social media. I guess that's a big thing now.
Yeah, for the rich people must be.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's regular people. If you unfollow somebody that you're supposed to be cool with, it's a problem.
Oh, okay.
So she unfollowed her father on social media because, you know, now she got hecklers in her inbox asking her, can they pop the cherry? She had to make her page private because,
I mean, for one, that's something that he should have never been willing to tell people. That's number one. Because if that's what was going on, that should have never been something for public.
Yeah, it's nobody's business. Like, she's a grown woman. She's 18. She's old enough to vote. She's old enough to go fight for her country. She's old enough to smoke cigarettes. She can, you know, so
play the lottery.
Yeah, she's an adult. Why are you caring if she's still a virgin or not?
And why are you telling people that you care?
You know, I take her to the gyno every year. I make sure her hymen is still intact. You know what I'm saying?
And you're doing way too much, sir.
And so, I think that's, like people online saying, hey, that's what a daddy's supposed to do.
No, it's not.
If the daddy wasn't in her life, y'all be complaining. Now her dad, no, it's boundaries, man. Like, it's boundaries. Like, I don't want my daughter to ever call me in the bathroom because, no, you can ask your mama. If I'm not here, you better call a friend, FaceTime somebody. I'm not coming in there. Like, I'm not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what would be the purpose? I mean, I get it. you
like feel, she has a mother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can see if she didn't, and it was some reason why you needed to be there, but there's no good reason for you to have been there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to tell nobody how to parent, but I'm just like, there are boundaries. Like,
and he's crossed them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you are a man, she's a woman. Like, at some point in time, she's too old for you to be asking her them questions. Like, whether she a virgin or not, it's none of your fucking business. Like, it's none of your business. She could be the thought of fucking thought world, and it's none of your business. You know what I'm saying? Long, like she said, she ain't got no STDs and she got no kids, then, I mean, hey.
Everything is okay.
You should assume your daughter. But, like I said, I think that's karma. He's scared of that because he know what kind of nigga he was.
Yeah, he was a nasty nigga.
And he was just like, yo, I know these nasty little niggas want my baby. You know what I'm saying? And so, you scared, but, dude, it's going to happen eventually, bro.
It's going to happen. And, I mean, who's to say, okay, her hymen intact, but she giving good-ass head.
Or maybe her hymen may intact. Maybe her hymen intact, but her butthole is wide as a Coke can. They're like, well, her hymen's intact, but... I can see her prostate. You know what I'm saying?
That other orifice is not in so much intact.
You know, so it's like, so what? Bro, like, dude, this is... T.I., man, look, man, like... Since then, the ladies who podcast you, I think it was like Miguel's wife podcast. I think they came out and apologized for it because they kind of snickered when they, you know, so they felt bad because, you know, they betrayed other women. And so they took the show down. They apologized. They deleted everything. I mean, why delete it? Well, I guess they was like, they didn't want to do it for clicks. Whatever. Guess what's happening? You know, now people going to check into your next episode. They ain't hearing the T.I. shit, so they might not come back. You know what I'm saying? So... I would have left the shit up there. Let that nigga burn. Fuck that. I would have edited out us laughing. I'd be like, nah, fuck that shit. But maybe T.I. paid them a little visit and said, hey, you need to take that down because this right here is not equivocal.
It's negatively impacting my family.
It's negatively impacting the quality of life and the social perimeters of my family scope in the peripheral of the unmitigating circumstances and the onomatopoeia. Oxyribonucleic acids and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I don't, but yeah.
But see, so T.I., I'm going to say you overstepped your boundaries in that, like, overshared. You should have kept it to yourself. I hope you don't take her to the 19-year-old visit, because guess what? She going to make sure that hymen is not intact, because she going to see how you going to fucking act up, my nigga. She'll be like, nope, hymen not intact. Matter of fact, she going to tell you the day the hymen is not intact. She going to text you like, Dad, hymen's not intact anymore, because the hymen can be busted a whole kind of way, not just by sex. She could be sitting on the concrete all the time. Hymen riding a bicycle, riding a horse, anything, gymnastics, anything. Like, that shit can bust anyway. Like, it don't
happen.
You can put a tampon in and bust your damn hymen. It just, anything can happen. It's only a little
thin piece of
filmy
skin.
Like the, yeah. So, that brings me to my question. Do you consider, I mean, did you have overprotective parents?
Oh, yes.
Okay. In what sense
very
of overprotection?
My parents are very old-fashioned, even to this day. They didn't allow us to do a whole lot of things. A big thing that was used to be the thing in Savannah, people would go to the skating rink on Sunday nights. My mama did not believe that you should do anything on Sunday, but hang
serve
around your
Lord.
Family and definitely be
serve
in God's
Lord.
House. Anything that was not those two things, we didn't do.
Mm.
So we never got to go to the skating rink on Sunday nights because we didn't do that. Not those kids. My parents didn't let us really date till we were like, I guess we never really got the green light. I was more vocal about what were the rules around this house. They just told us no all the time. So my parents just knew, especially my mom. She just thought I was up to no good.
Mm.
But, excuse me, that contact.
Oh, don't blame it on this. Don't blame it on that.
But nonetheless, I mean, they were very overprotective. We didn't do nothing. To the T.I. thing,
okay.
Would be... The fact that my mama always needed to record when our cycle came on. Now, she ain't went up in your stuff, so we could have been liars, but they had enough fear. We had enough fear in us for them that we would not have lied. But every month, you had to put your date, your initials on that calendar. So if your initials couldn't go on that calendar, we probably going to have some problems. And worst case scenario, you had 9 months to lie or get your lie together because...
You ain't got 9 months. You got 30 days.
I mean, I'm just saying. Oh. Like, you could have falsified it, because anybody would think, okay, I can write it up there, but shit, the proof going to be here in 9 months.
Yeah.
So you can go in and put your initials up there if you want to. Mm. And then, you know, you got some explaining to do about month 4 or 5 when you really showing. So
question, did your dad ever do anything?
My dad never did anything like that. Now, my mama, she was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody better hit this calendar every month. But my daddy never did anything. My daddy never did anything like that. All he was there to do is he provided structure. He was, you know what I'm saying, the man in the house. He did what men do as far as taking care of business. But my daddy never asked us nothing about no private stuff. Mm. Never. That was not his department.
He never gave y'all the talk?
No, my mama gave us the talk.
Okay.
And y'all know already, because I probably have shared it, but our sex talk was just very short and straight to the point. My mother set us all down, me and my two sisters, and said, fornicators burn in a lake of fire. The end. Do not have sex until you're married.
Did that scare you?
And it did.
Why?
Because I thought about that thing, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm the young. Lake of fire. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking the lake of fire. I'm going to burn and go to hell, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I was very scared. I was a virgin until I went off to college.
Wow. So you was one of those.
Don't do all that. Okay. But I was. And so, you know. When I realized after that first time, I was still here.
You meant to say you was a virgin until you got married.
Bam. That's what I meant to say. Thank you for the autocorrect.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay. Moving right along. Did you have...
finish your story. You was talking about...
No, I'm just saying, once I realized...
Did I have an overprotective parent?
Yeah.
I think not. Because I feel like my parent wasn't overprotective because she was... I'm not saying she wasn't there. It was just like she was a single mom. So she had to work. You know what I'm saying? So some nights I wouldn't see my mom until 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, you know, somewhere around there. And if I wanted to get into anything, I could do it because nobody was there. Like, you know, we had the ladies in the neighborhood looking out for us or something like that, you know, might snitch on you if she seen you doing something or somebody going in the house. But, you know, wasn't nothing like that. You know, I never got the talk, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, it would have been awkward. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Like, my mama's a woman. Like, you can't talk to me about nothing about a man. Like, you can say something, but I'm not taking nothing you say with a grain of salt because you are not a man. So, but, you know, for the most part, you know, I think my mom, she wanted our house to be the spot, so we wouldn't have to go spend the night in nobody's house. But, I mean, she was okay. I mean, I say I had a 70% success rate to spend the night at people's house. Like, you know, I asked, she'd say, yeah, you know, whatever, whatever. But it wasn't like we couldn't go nowhere, do nothing like that. Because basically, like, I mean, I was a rebellious kid. Mischievous, all that. If my mama said be home by the time the street lights come on, I'm pushing it. Be home before it's dark, I'm pushing it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't about that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I knew... Not to get in. I had fun, but I ain't getting into fun. Like, I ain't getting to that. I wasn't in no dangerous fun trying to get in no trouble when my mama had to come. Because I knew the rules. My mama always told me, if you go to jail, don't call me. Your ass going to sit in there. But she didn't say ass because she was like a reborn Christian and all that shit.
All that shit.
Yeah. But she was just like, yo. So I had in my head, like, yo, I can never go to jail because I don't have nobody come get me. You know what I'm saying? But
so that kind of made you feel like you would have to get your life together.
Yeah,
you can only do so much.
Yeah, once I saw the situation going crazy, I'm like, yeah, nah, I don't want to go to jail. So I would cool off. And as I got older, it was just like I moved in with my grandma, you know, my grandparents when I was like 11. You know what I'm saying? So when I moved in with them, it was just like, man, like, hey, like they tried to be strict on me, but they was just like, you know, y'all, come on now. I'm a 90s baby. Like, it ain't going to go down like that. They had the little, come straight home from school. I'm not coming straight home from school. I'm stopping at the court playing basketball. I'm going to do this. I'm going to my friend's house. And I come home and I have some little lame duck excuse. Oh, where you supposed to be home an hour ago, 2 hours ago? Oh, the bus broke down and I had to walk home. You know what I'm saying? Some little stupid shit like that.
Yeah, you can get away with that now. Back in the day, but now you can't lie.
I ain't get away with it then because my grandma was like, so you telling me, school bus to pick y'all up, broke down, they made y'all walk? She was like, I don't pay taxes for that. I need to call somebody about that. And that's what she would get me at. Because she would call and ask about school bus 631. Did it break down? You know, and then I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So I get on punishment and you'd tell me stay in the house. But I knew you come home at the same time every day. So if I wanted to go out, I just had to be back before I had to beat you home. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, so it wasn't, you know, and... grandma, she was overprotective in a sense, but once she seen like, oh, I only fuck with Randy, I only fuck with Big B, and like, damn, she's like, she knew my friends, so if I say I'm going to their house, or they come over here, you know what I'm saying, it was all good. But, you know, that random running, nah. So I wouldn't say they were overprotective. They were protective, but not overprotective.
Yeah, mine definitely were. Because once, you know, I thought I was getting to that age where I could date, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. 15, 10th grade, you know what I'm saying, starting to feel myself a little bit.
Gave the number out. Oh, call the house.
Yeah.
And they found out, you found out like, oh, you can't call my house. Could you get phone calls?
I could get phone calls, but it wasn't too regular. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to have nobody calling on a regular basis. My daddy was very serious about people coming by. You have people just coming by. I need to know these people, blah, 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 blah.
And the phone call thing was like, hey, that was the worst.
Yeah, like, if you was a boy picking up the phone,
and you called like a girl, her daddy answered, you just like, can I speak to, you just...
That was, game just all
yeah,
messed up.
Like you sitting there, you got your chest full, like, yeah, man, I'm about to mack her down. You know what I'm saying? About to mack her down. And then you got the music, you got the tape playing in the background, you got the music and all that. Daddy pick up the phone, or I hate it when you talking to a girl on the phone and they got multiple phones in the house.
Oh yeah.
And somebody pick up the phone. Oh Lord.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm.
Golly.
Got to be more
kids. Y'all kids don't understand why everybody got a phone in the house now. It used to be one central fucking phone. Think about that.
Yeah.
Could you make it today with just one phone in your house? Hell no.
You could.
No, you couldn't.
Because people live without it.
Look,
if people live without it, there's no way you could say it can't happen now. It's something that would be very uncomfortable.
It'd be very uncomfortable.
Because not everybody calling the same line. That'll help people. The technology corrupts a lot of things in society. Mm. Because you can't hide shit. Ain't nothing you can do when you got one. You can got five phones in the house, but you got one phone line.
Yeah.
Everybody calling the same house. Mm. Who the hell number you gonna give out?
Yep.
You ain't giving out no numbers if you ain't mm-hmm. ain't supposed to have it.
Cause I know you used to call like for instance, you know, like Randy at 10 o'clock. You couldn't call his house after 10, cause Big Terry answered that phone. Hey, matter of fact, even if Randy answered the phone, Big Terry get on the phone, be like, all right now, that's all he would say. Oh, man, because my grandma used to, her and her homegirl, Aunt Katie, God bless the dead, both of them, they would talk on the phone all the fucking time. I'm a teenager. I got friends that I like to talk to on the phone. I like, you know, might want to call a girl or two. You know, back in the day, like, you had so many blind girlfriends, but you ain't never seen them. Y'all live across the town. Y'all been talking on the phone for a month or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, however long it's been. Y'all ain't seen each other. Y'all might send each other a letter with a picture in it, and you might seen it, but you still like, we were catfishing back then. I swear to you, it was this girl named Tiffany something. I can't remember her last name. I don't want to put a business out there, because who knows, we got millions.
And millions.
Of listeners, and you know. But anyway, this girl told me she looked like T-Boss. So I think
that made you feel good?
So in my vision of her, you know, oh, I got my hair cut like T-Boz, this and that. She used to say all this. You know how she looked and everything. So, you know, I'm gassed up.
You thought T-Boz was cute?
I mean, back in 91,
I'm just asking, trying to see what
she
your type
was cute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my type, look, I like women.
Oh,
I ain't got no type.
Oh, so that means I'm not special. No,
what you mean?
You said you like women. That means
you
that...
You said type.
Yeah, so your best answer would have been you.
That was my answer.
No. Your answer said women. That mean ain't nothing special about me.
Oh, it is a lot special about you.
Nothing is special about me because you said you like
you
women.
You didn't let
serious.
Me break down. I don't.
You
like,
weren't going to.
I was, but anyway, that has nothing to do with it. So anyway, I'm gassed up. I'm thinking like, okay, bad old girl. So my nigga Hams, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, you got a homegirl from a homeboy? She like, yeah, I got a homegirl for it. So Hams was talking to the friend. They so happened to live next door to each other. So I was like, this set up perfect, Hams. Let's ride our bikes over there on this hot-ass summer day. So we ride our bikes from the east side to the north side. We get all the way over there. Then the girl like, oh, I can't come outside. So she can't come outside, but okay, well, just let me see what you look like. This motherfucker. Bruh. T-Boz my ass, nigga. You had your hair cut like T-Boz, but then that shit in the back was fucking woofy as a motherfucker. Like, it was cut like T-Boz hair. And then you had them goddamn summer teeth. some over here, some over there. Like that bitch ain't got no problem flossing. Like, she can floss with a shoestring. That's how
and
much
you,
space.
And you very particular about these
teeth.
Oh,
and thank you. Like, I cannot deal with nobody that got fucked up teeth. When I say deal with, I'm talking about hang with. I'm talking about.
I don't know now.
Hey, look, bruh. Hey, look. I got some homeboys aged and caught up with them. They missing a lot of them guys, man. Hey, look. And I ain't gonna call nobody out, but shout out to y'all, man. We still, y'all my niggas, because we grew up together. You know what I'm saying? I known you for 20 years, so I got to be respectful of your teeth and hair and shit falling out, because we've been friends for so long, you know what I'm saying? But I can't meet no new nigga that is missing teeth and shit. Like, I'm just not gonna happen. Like, nope. Nah. But anyway, so yeah, that was the, you know what I'm saying? You know, but back then, yeah, she couldn't come outside. Then my homeboy Hams, you know, the girl he had, he was aight with her. He was just like, I mean, it wasn't that bad. But yeah, man, that was a test you used to take back in the day, man. Yeah. That phone shit used to be real. One phone in the house. Tell y'all another story. Met this girl. I don't know, I had a pager then. My pager went off. I called the number back. It was a number. I had to go to my homeboy Big B house to call her, because I couldn't call from my house because it was an out of town number, which it wasn't long distance. But it wasn't local. So what they used to call that? Like that little short distance, like whatever.
I don't know, child.
It was an extra charge for it.
You didn't have none of them.
Yeah, you did. Like
it was just either long distance or long distance or local.
Okay, so for instance, if you call from Savannah to Statesboro, it used to be a charge for that, right?
Yeah, because that's long distance.
But not long distance. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying? It's still in the same area code. But
oh,
it
I see
ain't,
what you're trying
it
to
ain't
say,
local.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to dial, you know, you had to dial the area code. Like,
I
right now, kids,
right.
Like, back in the days, we didn't have to dial what area code you was in, because, you know, you just dialed them 7 digits. That's why I'm saying, give me them 7 digits. Now y'all need fucking 10. But, yeah. So, anyway, talking to this girl on the phone. I called her from my homeboy house, but then, you know, I was like, well, I'm going to start calling from my house. Got that fucking phone bill that month. That shit was like $160. And I had just got paid, or I was about to get paid, and my grandma was like, yo, I need all of that. And needless to say, I was like, well, never talk to her again. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not with that, paying for no phone call. Nigga, fuck around, fall asleep on the phone, because y'all done sit there and macked all night, you hear somebody breathing all hard. Man, that shit. You used to have to have game back in the day to get girls. Now y'all niggas don't have to say nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, girls are just happy with y'all just being there now. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, you used to have to talk. You had to have that talk game, bro. You couldn't just get no girl by just like, yo, you had to be like, yeah, so, you know, sometimes they just say little stupid shit. I don't know, man. Just being young, man, but.
I mean, I don't know. Nowadays, niggas just want your money. Half of these broads, they go places with people. They want to see what you're going to spend on them and this and this. So, you ain't got to have no personality. Mm. You can buy a mate, because everybody just focused on. If you can do something for them, so they don't care nothing about nobody having no personality, shit.
And how did we get here from overprotectiveness? Okay, let's get back on track.
That was you. You talking about how you had so much game and you just
women,
you didn't care.
Man, that was
like
way before
bald
that.
Bald head, no teeth, sideburns.
Let's talk about the phone shit. That's what happened. Yeah.
Sideburns.
Yeah. Anyway, so speaking of overprotective, do you think you are overprotective parent?
No.
Not at
I'm
all?
Not at all. Because I could have been so worse. I'm like, I don't do nothing, because my biggest fear is that nowadays, because kids nowadays are built differently, I don't want my kids to go and do some shit, like hiding it from me, and I don't know who my kid is. I don't want the news or somebody else to have to tell me who my child is.
Yeah.
So I want to try to keep the lines of communication as open as possible. So it's a lot of shit that I do with my kids that I know my parents would be just feeling all kinds of ways if they knew the relationship that my kids have, but at the same time, I feel like my kids have respect, and the things that I hold most important, their education, they do really, you know what I'm saying, they do pretty good. I'm satisfied. So, I mean, I'm definitely not an overprotective parent. Now, I get mad when I go to that level.
Bipolar mom.
Yeah. They gave me that name, but
yeah, the kids made that up. The kids gave her that AKA. That's not, she didn't make that up. The kids
called, my children call me bipolar mom.
They call her bipolar mom
because I can love them and hate them all at the same time.
Look,
so.
Hey, it'd be all good, and she'd just start fussing out of nowhere. This shit is so funny. Like, it'd be something else somebody else is doing, and she'll fuss at the kids. Like, I'll be like, that bipolar mom shit is real. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah, you had really? Because one day you fussed at them because somebody did something. He's like, see, that's why y'all don't even be doing that because you out there. I was just like.
But your kid's not even doing it.
They ain't doing it. You
no.
That shit. Yeah, but it was like, yo.
I mean, because Juan, he had me rolling one day, though. It was just like, he showed me some kind of little meme that he had online. Somebody posted or whatever. And it was like, my mom over here wilding out about a cup in my room. But I could be doing drugs, having sex, and blah, blah, blah. But you mad about this cup. Like, it ain't even like a whole bunch of stuff. It's a cup out of place. But it's just like, you know, just trying to help them understand how serious certain things are that we take lightly. Because you could easily be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Something pop off. If you don't know how to react and adjust to certain situations, you can get caught up in some shit that you ain't had nothing to do with. Mm-hmm. And I just be wanting to give them life skills that my parents didn't give me.
So you feel like your parents shot you the American dream about rainbows and lollipops and unicorns and...
Well,
rain Skittles and...
Not necessarily. I mean, my mama, and like I said, my daddy was a man of few words when it came down to discipline. My daddy did not like to spank us or anything like that. Mm-hmm. My mama, she ruled with the iron fist. She would whoop you and it would be no problem. But whatever. The thing about it was so much fear that you really didn't feel like you can confide in them and ask certain type of questions because not to blame anybody, but I know it's some things that I had to discover on my own because that was something that I couldn't get, you know, their advice about because I knew that it just would be a list of scriptures given to me and for me to go and read. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really want to go that route. So
did that ever help? Do reading scriptures help you anytime? I'm just asking. This is a real question.
I mean, for me, I feel like if you're open and willing to try to do what it suggests, then it's definitely helpful. But if you know you're battling with your feelings versus your faith, then you always gonna find, you know what I'm saying, be somewhere in the middle because you're gonna be pulling back and forth with what you believe versus what you feel and what you wanna do. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of things there. But I mean, I know my parents did the best they knew how to do.
Yeah.
And they were very similar to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's not that they did so wrong because sometimes when my kids get too far out of line, I think to myself, I did this wrong. I really should be more like my mama because it's some shit that we would never think to see in front of our parents, but I know I wouldn't. And definitely like me and my siblings would never say in front of my parents because of how we were raised and we are all grown now. And my kids feel real comfortable with me at 13 and 16. So it's like, pluses and minuses to it.
Yeah.
So.
Cause I mean, I feel like with kids today, you have to walk toe that line because you can't be too friendly with them and be their friends. But you can't be so overbearing that they scared of you.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's a lot of things for kids today to do to be sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot. Like, you know, like you said, they can... Like, we weren't thinking about doing pills and shit when we were 13, 14, you know what I'm saying, years old. Like, I mean, you might smoke a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? That shit was living on the wild side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You sitting there like, oh, shit, man, we smoked a cigarette yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like...
And Eastern,
these kids today,
ice and
I mean, they doing real fucking drugs. So it's like...
They're eating their damn face off.
Yeah, and so it's like you really have to toe that line. So I always like my kids to know you can always come talk to me about anything. You know what I'm saying? I tell them that all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm your daddy. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want you to know that you still can talk to me. I don't want you to ever feel like there's nobody to talk to. Like, I never want you to feel that way because you can always come to me. And so, but, you know, at times when you have, you know, you have to differentiate them, know, like, hey, man, we ain't playing right now. This is serious, and let them know because, you know, if kids feel like, yo, that's my partner, you know what I'm saying? Then when you come down on them, they're like, God damn, nigga.
Shit, you was just cool a minute ago.
I thought we were just, you know what I'm saying? So, that you know, so you can't, you know, and that's why me and one of my friends were having a discussion about whooping our kids. You know, he was telling me that I'm on that white shit because I don't whoop my kids.
And but his wife got a whole lot of black in her because she whooping ass over here, so
and
put
so
that out there.
He was like, I was just like, I feel like there's a better way to parent. You can, because I was just like, you know, cause he was like, nah, I whoop him and then I talk to him. I said, why you just ain't talk to him first? I said, because that's the weird part. You whooping their ass, then you come talk rational to me. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Like, that's some bullshit. But we can do the whooping show on another day. You know what I'm saying? But right now, it's just that I feel like, you know, kids today are different than us. Like you said, they're not built like us. They're more in tune with their feelings, and the world cares about a kid's feelings today.
Which
like,
they should not.
Like, back in the day, they didn't give a fuck what you thought if you was a kid. They didn't give a fuck. As long as you was alive, they didn't give a shit.
I mean,
Wayne Williams ain't had your motherfucking ass, or Eat the Bread, or whoever was your local fucking kid used to...
pedophile.
Yeah, pedophile that kidnap kids and fuck them in their ass. I'm pretty sure every neighborhood had one.
We ain't gonna say neighborhood, but we gonna say city.
City, neighborhood, whatever.
Because that's too many.
Who was y'all? I know y'all had to have one.
I don't know nobody. My mom and them kept us in the house, so we didn't know a lot of stuff that people...
So you ain't gonna run the neighborhood when you were little? Like,
we were like in our block.
Okay.
And I mean, it was so many kids in our neighborhood to where, you know what I'm saying, we hung around each other.
Mm-hmm.
We did not do no sleepovers.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody spent the night at our house. We didn't spend the night at nobody else's house. We hung with our family predominantly, and, you know, we had some key friends.
So you never eat at the summertime at the park, eating the lunches, the free lunches and shit?
Yeah, we ate that shit.
Okay. All right, I'm just making sure.
Our park was a free lunch park. So we went up to the little spots in the neighborhood or whatever to get the free lunch, but my mama drove us there.
Y'all ain't go down there. Y'all was them kids used to come down there just to get a lunch and dip.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You ain't stay there and play K-Law or nothing?
I mean, we may have played for a little while, but my mama didn't let us explore too much by ourselves. We didn't do that. We just didn't. And I mean, my older brother, you know what I'm saying, boys got away with more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we, the three girls, we always was pretty much in the house.
Mm.
And so, I mean, that's just what it was. And it was our normal. So we didn't really buck the system so much to be like, why we can't do this, why we can't do that, because our parents already put it in us.
Mm.
Like, I'm talking, my mama was whoop you while driving.
Damn.
So you if you was in arm reach, you could get it.
So you ain't go to the movies,
Once we got in high school, we could go. I mean, I went on several dates with my sister. She had a boyfriend and I didn't, but my mama didn't trust that they could go together. So I would sit in the back of the movies and her boyfriend would be in the movie theater. Mind you, her boyfriend was somebody that went to the church, so we knew the people. Mm-hmm. But my mama just was like, oh, Monty got a date, you gotta go.
Just say real names, so, calm down.
Well, nobody know. I mean, you know, very few people may know her by that name, but we done gave it away several times who we are. So,
speak for yourself.
Okay, I've said it, and you've said my name.
And I edited out it.
Edit. But nonetheless, like I said,
she's not popular enough to get an edit point. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just talking about in our realm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. But like I said, right. I'm just saying, like,
what up, sister-in-law? If you're listening.
My
no disrespect intended.
Okay, so my experience with that was, yes, we got a date, but what I was supposed to be saying was, when I just really felt like I was supposed to, I've earned my stripes, I've been in this, you know what I'm saying, I'm old enough to handle the whole emotional attachment and blah, 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 blah with boys, my brother gets the next door neighbor pregnant. So it's like, everything is on shutdown. That's just like... You ain't going nowhere. You ain't doing that for real. I'm talking about she gets pregnant. I mean, thankfully, they have been married for a long time now. But they have four wonderful kids. But it's like, when that happened, don't do that.
Jaden.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, please, let's not give out
the show. I was like, what? Like, no, the little one.
Okay, okay. Moving right along. Might need to edit that piece out. But I'm just saying, when all of that happened, it was like at the prime of my dating life. And so when that happened, everything that I thought was coming to be, I had placed, you know, I did the right things. I followed the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all snatched away from me by somebody else's shortcoming. Like, that wasn't my deal. Like, that wasn't me. How in the world is this happening?
So what happened after that? So it was breaks on
it. Yeah, I mean, like, I was just getting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, okay, bring it back. Because if we thought that they was just friends, and now she is pregnant, this is a lot we got going on here. Yeah. Everything was
big
on lock.
Big bro's out there slide.
Everything was on lock.
Oh, that's my friend. Yeah, we cool.
Yeah, come you know on. What I'm saying? She just lived next door, blah, 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 blah. We ain't liking each other like that. Next thing you know,
stomach's swollen. If a nigga live across the street, and him and my daughter friend
ain't even cross the street. It's
I'm just saying.
Right next door.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm so, like, oh, whoa, what's going on with you? We just friends. Friends my ass.
And I mean, like, he got her by a couple of years. So, you know, it was a time. And so just when you thought you was going out, you in.
Question.
Nothing happening.
Do you think I'm an overprotective parent?
You crazy. But
I'm
you
crazy.
Ain't overprotective.
What you mean?
I mean, you do. You be gassed up about the wrong stuff. Shit that don't make no sense.
What do you mean?
You
pressure bust pipes. You never know when that pipe gonna bust.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all laugh at the fact that they call me bipolar mom, but you be around here killing the party all the time.
I don't kill the party.
It just be some of the smallest things that you just come in here acting crazy about. Like, you know these kids were supposed to do something, right?
I mean, you know me. I ask, then I don't say nothing.
Exactly, but then don't get mad then. So if it ain't done, you got to stay on top of
them. I don't have to. No. That's where you're wrong. I do not have to stay on top of them. That is not how it works. Do your boss stay on top of you to make sure you do your job?
Some places they do, but not
mine. Do your boss stay on top of you? Not mine, but it's other environments. My boss don't. I don't, and then exactly. I'm not one of those bosses. I ask you, and then, hey, guess what? When it's time for you to want to do something, no. Why? Because you didn't do this. And that's it. I don't owe you no explanation. Because you, but I don't care. See, that's just when you and I ask you to do it early in the morning. You know you're going to want to do something later on, so make sure you have the kitchen clean. All right, you know, then you sit around there. I don't say nothing to you. You're in there having a good old time, watching Netflix, on the game at the same time, and on the phone. I'm like, how is this possible? But hey, knock yourself out. You on the game, got Netflix, and you're on FaceTime with one of your friends. Kitchen still ain't clean. All day come around. Then, time to go somewhere. Oh, you ain't clean that kitchen. Now, I'm the bad guy. How I'm the bad guy? Because I didn't stay on top of you all day. I let you have fun all day long.
But that's not what a parent does. A parent is not a boss. A parent is somebody who got to put, if I got to put my foot on your neck to get something done, I'm going to do it. Because at the end of the day, they would have learned that they needed to do what they needed to do. But you don't.
You're going to learn when your ass not going where you want to fucking go. And you're going to be like, well, shit, let me clean this bathroom, this kitchen up now since I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how it goes. I'm not going to sit there and beg you. I'm not going to be that. No, I'm not. Because
I ain't say beg. I'm not.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's begging. If I ask you more than one time, it's begging. You know what I'm saying? So I say, hey, make sure you had a collision. You know, I mean, matter of fact, at this point, it should be automatic. That's my whole thing. When I was young, I knew I had to wash dishes every day. I knew I had to do this every day. I knew that. So why do I got to keep standing on top of you about it? Why do I got to tell you every week, make sure your bathroom clean. Make sure you wash the dishes. I told you, wash dishes every night. That's the rule. I don't want dishes in the sink overnight. What's wrong with that? It takes 15 minutes to wash the dishes. I don't care who get it done. Between them two, I don't want to have to make a sign-up sheet for them to do their stuff. I don't feel like I should have to do that. These kids need to get prepared for real life. Ain't nobody going to be standing over them when they turn 18, when he go off to college. Then what? Your ass gonna be calling him. Send me your school schedule so I can call you every day to make sure you get up to go to class and this and that. That's what you're gonna do? No. To a grown ass nigga? Fuck that. That's why I want him to learn this shit now. Learn accountability.
Yeah, but sometimes you just be doing the most.
No, I don't. I'm treating him like
that. You don't want to. I'm wrong for wanting to spank him, but you wrong for trying to sit back and plot on him.
I have been treating my kids like the real world since the day they were born. Some days, I got some money and you want to stop and get something, I'm just going to say no. Why? No. I'm not, I owe you no reason. No. Sometimes I want you to be set up, learn, no, and just bounce back from it. I don't want you to be no kid, somebody tell you no, and you feel like today, I was in one of the little offices and somebody wanted to talk to the dean. And the lady was like, well, didn't you already speak to such and such about your issue? Yeah, but I want to see if I can talk to someone else. And she was like, well, you talk to the associate dean. Well, can I talk to the main dean? And she was just like, well, I can set you up an appointment, but I don't know how long it's going to be. I don't mind waiting. He couldn't take no for an answer. I don't want my kids to be one of them kids. Like, what the fuck?
Well, sometimes it pays. When you so persistent don't pay. And you don't, get what you want.
That don't teach you nothing in life. Because then you have to turn to a lying, conniving motherfucker to get your way. Whiny. Nobody's giving you that off of merit. But I was just wondering, it's not my fault. And you're going to have to say some bullshit. And you know what I'm saying? Then you're going to walk out of there. No, that shit is not cool. And I'm not with it, bro. So, nah. So I just want my kids to be, deal with reality. I don't want them to be naive to nobody pull the wool over their eyes and shit. You know what I'm saying? When I see little stuff in the streets and I'm with my son, I tell him like, hey, man, shoot him the game because I don't want him to have to find out the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Every boy get took by a girl for some money. It gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Just hope it happens to when you're young, because if it happens when you're old, you fucked up. You can't have no lady take you to the cleaners. You 30. You know what I'm saying? That shit sets you the fuck back. You 40.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you like 18, 21. Hey, you learned the lesson, you know what I'm saying? But goddamn, you know, but so I just don't want my kids to be naive to the world. And, you know, I think I've done a good job at that. You know, I don't shield them from anything. I let them listen to whatever kind of rap music they want to listen to.
Whatever kind of music, period, because they listen to all kind of music.
Yeah, whatever kind of music they want to listen to, it's fine with me, because, you know, I sit there and tell them, like, that shit fake as hell. That nigga lying. You know what I'm saying? I sit there and be like, you know, I just want them to understand that there's quality music out there. You can listen to the little dumb shit, but, hey, get a good shit to try, too, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. And, you know, movie-wise, they can watch pretty much anything. I hope they ain't watching porn. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know.
If your son jacking off, he got to be watching porn. Like, what are you jacking off to?
Little boys can jack off. I mean, shoot, jack off to a Victoria's Secret magazine when you were young, did wonders.
Oh, okay.
You ain't see now nipple or nothing, but you just, hey, you get off on that.
Well, kids ain't for that nowadays.
I mean, but they got phones now, so he probably ain't got
one. Didn't you tell me about somebody, or did we do a thing about somebody's kid? Oh, no. Somebody was talking about that at the job, I think. The kid was into some kind of strange porn. Like, the boy was only, like, 18, and he was jacking off, and the people had all kind of, like, whips and chains and stuff. Hey, like,
he was in the BDSM.
You just now started to have, well, she thought you were just now started to have sex, and you into that. How you get wired up for that?
Hey, man, people like what they like. I mean.
But how you know that's the thing? Because that's not normal sex.
I mean. Maybe he just like, yo, like he like being suffocated or something. He like being put in pain. Like these kids now, you know, they all about, they got emotional issues and shit. So they like
but
pain.
But where's the emotional issue come from? If I mean, if parents like, are trying to do better world. Job of parenting, that's where you call whooping ass at.
No.
You
what
need
make,
to whoop
what
their
make
ass.
These kids feel bad now? They got Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. They got people faking like they got their life better than that. And, you know, they just got to be perfect and filters. And so I guess that is you know. Is this trauma on these kids? They make them, you know, grow up different. You know, they so attached to their technology and, you know, like we, you know, a lot of us was ugly. We ain't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's like we ain't know how many ugly niggas was out there. How many, you know, now you know, like, damn, it's a lot of pretty niggas. It's a lot of fine girls or whatever, whatever. You know, you feel the competition now. You can't, like, just think of somebody going bald now. That's why men got fucking hair pieces now. Like, man.
I mean, but men don't have to do that.
I mean, but... It's at that point now where you have to do that. You know, men walk around here with, like, the fake hair shit. Waves and all that. Girls, y'all got to be careful that nigga y'all like. Pull on that nigga hair, bro.
Really?
Pull that nigga unit off. If y'all, hey, look, girls, do not get hat-fished. You know what I'm saying?
I can't.
These niggas out here wearing these hair hats, schooling y'all, and, you know,
the
look
people,
at...
The people are trying to live a life, and they just want to be happy, I guess.
Yeah.
But
let me show you
I just
one.
Feel like niggas don't have to do that. Like, a nigga can be bald. A woman, when somebody
hey,
sees
women
you,
can be bald. It's Wakanda forever now. These girls walk
yeah,
around
but
here
a lot of people
look.
Are walking around here, and the first thing somebody think about is that you sick. You survived something. So nobody
it.
Is, I mean, for real, nobody
I'm
is saying
about
that.
Me. Stop laughing at
oh,
that.
But no, but either way, but nobody thinks that you did that on purpose. Like, unless you... Not from the U.S. or something, and you coming through with some cultural things, but nobody is doing that.
Look, that's the before. Look at that. So you telling me... Look at that guy right there.
I'm mad that a darn barber won't even be specialized in that type of caring on, but I guess people making more money doing
look,
that.
He getting his, he getting his hair set up for it. Watch it. Look, this is what he got here.
Now he look ridiculous.
Look at it.
He got some nice looking stuff up
he
there.
Got a Dominican cut. Look at it. He said look at it. He said he was gonna keep his Dominican shampoo. He took it out, look at right.
That's so sad look, though.
So fellas, man, listen, man. So
what is the world coming to?
Hey, but as far as the kids go, I mean, you know, I just want my kids to be, like, I don't want them to feel like they are closed in the world or they ain't never been nowhere. You know, like, it's a lot of kids that don't leave their cities and shit, and I don't want my kids, I want them to see something so nobody can, you know, just, like, pull nothing over their, you know, because if they ain't never been nowhere, then they basically just some bamas, and I don't want my kid to be
I mean,
no
if
bama.
They ain't did nothing, they ain't been nowhere, they don't have no experience. I mean, just the fact that you got family in a different state than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you live, this just that alone is enough to make you know that there's other stuff out there, there's other places to go, there's other people to see, and people have different experiences. But the biggest thing is you have to have an open line of communication, because otherwise kids will become some other people. And to me, it's just been amazing to watch my kids grow up. Like, they have some good comments and thoughts about certain things. And you know, sometimes they don't have some good thoughts, and then that's where you parent. You get them back in line. But it's good to know that what you're doing is making a positive impact on your kids. And to me, I really like the fact that, especially with our son, he has a good group of friends. Daughter, she don't really care that much for people to spend a night and all of that stuff. That's not her thing, but she talks to her little friends or whatever. But it's just good because you get to interact with the parents, you get to know people, and that kind of gives, you know, even them other kids, you can kind of influence them to do the right thing.
It's a nice little network they got now. You know what I'm saying? That's what kids need today. Like, they need a good, like, what they call it? It takes a village. You know what I'm saying? And so we need to surround, like, you know, get to know your kids' friends. You know what I'm saying? Know their parents. You know, like, because, you know, you never know what them kids going through. They might look at you as like, yo, like, you know.
You might be the one that can convince somebody else's child to do what's right.
Exactly. I had a parent come to me. He was like, yo, I appreciate what you're doing with my son. And, you know, and I'm just like, I didn't know I was doing that much. But I guess just what the way I interact with them, it's left an impression on them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just what, you know, you got to be a good guy, man. And, I mean, I don't know if all this stems from T.I. checking Hyman's, but, you know, I hope somebody took a nugget from what we talked about tonight, because we talked about a lot of parenting.
Yeah.
I hope you know what I'm saying. We, you know, we'll get into some ratchet bullshit in a minute, but, you know, we just wanted to talk about this whole conversation was spawned from T.I.'s wanting to know if his daughter Hyman was intact.
Yeah, so T.I. needs to relax. Because that's just something that's not necessary. I mean, I have fathers, one of your t-shirts in my house somewhere.
Yeah, fathers, don't start. You know, this is not a trend. You know, let T.I. be the only daddy that does this, okay? Like, we don't need no other daddies doing that. Get to talk to your daughter. Find out. You'll know if she a virgin or not. And she'll be like, Dad, come on. I'm getting my cheeks bust every night. You're going to be like, whoa. Oh,
too much information. I didn't want to see you in that light, baby girl.
So, yeah. But anyway. Got a question for you. No Nut November is upon us. Well, hell, it's what, November the 14th today?
Yeah.
13th. And the time of recording. And this No Nut November thing, I thought it was a joke at first, but it's a serious thing. I guess people are withholding nuts for the whole November. It's supposed to be men, I guess. I don't know if it's women in this too. But could you see yourself participating in this challenge?
Never. Like, why would I go a whole month without having sex or busting a nut? I mean, like, because having sex is pointless if you're not busting a nut.
I mean, but did you think you could? Do you think you could do it?
I'm sure I could do it, but would I want to
marry?
No.
Do you think you could participate in this? A married person,
No, that's a part of my job.
What if y'all wanted to do it together? Like, hey, we're gonna do no. Next November, we're gonna try it.
No, we're
Come
not.
Come on, let's
we're
try
not.
It.
I'm telling Come you, on. I'm not cut out for this. We can try it when we're 79.
No, next November, we're gonna try this. We're gonna do
you
it for the
can
culture.
Try it.
We're gonna do it for the culture.
You can try it.
Come on.
Who is the culture that started this food?
The culture. I don't know. Let's find out.
I mean,
out
what
quick.
Are the benefits?
Keep talking while
Why would I want to do something that I don't know the benefits of? Because it ain't gonna do nothing but drive me crazy. You already know how I am. So why would I want to not have sex for 30 days? 30.
Okay, so this is the
3-0.
This is the rules of No Nut November. Okay, so the article said, what is No Nut November? It says, for any confused grandparents hastily ditching their plans for a nut roast for Sunday lunch, No Nut November is not, in fact, a plan based on dietary changes. Nope, it is about wanking, or not wanking, rather. No Nut November is an annual event that encourages men to go 30 days without ejaculating or busting a nut, as is known, hence No Nut November. The rules are simple. You may not have sex, masturbate, or nut in any way, shape, or form. You may have boners, but you cannot come to completion. So the rules are you cannot have sex, masturbate, or nut. Watching pornography and having boners are allowed, but you can't nut. You're only allowed one wet dream. If you have more than one, then consider yourself out. You do not have three strikes. You only have one shot at it. If you miss it, you're out. If you have passed a month with a total of zero nuts, you are now a victor, and you shall qualify Destroy Dick December. And look, man, just don't nut in 30 days.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. This is coming from somebody who ain't getting no pussy. Now, they want some other people to go and do the same foolery.
They using the challenge to raise money for prostate cancer. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Wow.
Like I said.
So, No Nut November leads into Destroy Dick December?
Whatever y'all see.
Let's see what Destroy Dick December is. God damn. Look how we segue from one topic to this. God damn. Yeah, we got Phil, back on track.
Phil.
We got back. Destroy Dick December. Good gosh. Where did these people? Jesus. All right. So according to Urban Dictionary, which is a total legit site, Destroy Dick December is an event starting on the 1st of December in which you masturbate until completion in a quantity in relation to the date. That means you must nut one time on the 1st, twice on the 2nd, 3 times on the 3rd, and so on until 31 times on the 31st. Jesus Christ. So you're supposed to go a whole month without it. And then the next month, you're going to destroy your dick.
Please. Yeah, because you just doing it up.
So I guess if you participate in No Nut November, you have to participate in Destroy Dick December. So anybody I know, and I know somebody listening to the show is partaking in this No Nut November.
Well, you crazy. Just let it go.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy.
And he married?
No, he's not married.
Oh, okay. But you married, you can't do this. You cannot do this. This is a decision that's being made for two people.
Mm.
This ain't just one person. This ain't about your dick. Mm. This about me. Wow. And you can't make that decision by yourself. No. I'm not
So if I'm like, look, I'm doing this for prostate cancer, me and my brothers at the lodge, we're doing this, and we're all donating to charity, and if we do it, so much money goes to
prostate cancer. So you're going to eat a whole lot of pussy, I'm going to tell you that now. Something, you might not bust a nut, but I'm going to have to bust one in 30 days. I need you to understand that.
Hey, man, look, that's fine. I can't partake in none.
Shit, you going to eat pussy, so you not busting no nut?
That's whatever. Look, I just cannot.
Okay. All I can tell you is something got to happen. But I don't think that's the right thing for married people to do.
No.
Now, if the wife agrees or whatever, then that's fine. And to your last comment, I just wanted to be sure before I corrected you. Women don't have no prostate.
Women don't have prostates?
No.
Wow, you learned something.
And that's how I'm just like, I was almost positive that was the case. And I'm just like, wait a minute.
You looked that up or something?
Yes.
Women don't have prostates? No. Wow. So what? I thought women do have, what? So
they have something that is similar to a prostate gland, but it's not a prostate at all.
Okay. Look at her fact checking me and shit, trying to make me.
Almost positive that that's correct, but I didn't want to correct you and then be wrong.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because you know, you can't, when you come at the king, you best not miss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga Omar for that one. You know what I mean?
I guess.
But yeah, man. So shout out to all y'all that's doing No Nut November. Gotta say y'all some crazy motherfuckers. And you know. But you gotta do Destroy Dick December. So that person that's doing it, that's a friend of the fro, you gotta do Destroy Dick December, bro. It's only right. But anyway, man, let's move on from that topic because, God, dog, man, some crazy people in this world. Sheesh. Let's say you do a crime and you're sentenced to life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing your life. You die in the prison for like 10 minutes, but they revive you and you live. Do you think you served your sentence?
Yeah.
You feel like that?
I'm for it.
Okay, so this convicted murderer who momentarily died claimed his life sentence has been served. This was in Des Moines. This story's out of Des Moines, Iowa. Man. Great city of Des Moines, man. We got a lot of listeners in Des Moines, man. Shout out to all five of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
My Lord.
An Iowa inmate serving a life sentence says he should be a free man after he became ill, momentarily died, and had to be revived at the hospital, but the courts are having none of it. Benjamin Schreiber was sentenced to life in prison without parole in 97 after being convicted of first-degree murder. In March 2015, he developed large kidney stones that led to septic poisoning, according to court documents. He eventually fell unconscious in his cell and was taken to a local hospital where he was resuscitated 5 separate times, the documents say. So he's saying that because his sentence has been fulfilled, saying he died in the hospital, thereby fulfilling his life sentence. He argues he is in prison illegally and should be immediately released. Wow. So a court denied his motion, and on Wednesday, the Iowa Court of Appeals upheld the lower court's decision. Oh, man. The court said, the appeals court said a plain reading of Iowa law says defendants guilty of Class A felony must spend the rest of their natural life in prison regardless of how long that period of time ends up being on any events occurring before the defendant's life ends. They said Shriver is alive, in which case he must remain in prison, or he is dead, in which case the appeal is moot. So basically, they said, bitch, your ass still living. Your ass gonna get this motherfucking time, nigga. So
exactly.
So if that's the case, I bet a friend of mine $100. Well, we had a bet that he said Notre Dame was going to win a title within 10 years. That was in like 06. It's 2019. They ain't won that title yet. So I was like, yo, let me get my hun done. He said, technically, I died 4 times. So I don't, we consider that bet, you know, done.
Null and void.
Yeah. So if I accept Mr. Shriver's logic, then I can't. If I can't accept Mr. Shriver's logic, I'm saying, then I need to be pressing my homeboy about my $100. And you know, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to send him a cash out request for $100 for the Notre Dame bet.
I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, anyway. But, so you said you feel like.
Yeah, if he, and especially he died, y'all seen.
He just killed somebody
in
97.
In 97?
Yeah, he ain't been in there no time.
I mean, what's the circumstances around the killing?
He murdered somebody in 97. You ain't did nothing, but he was white.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's going to change your answer because I told you what color he was. Okay, he wasn't white. He was black.
Okay, so he need to get out. If he was black, he definitely need to get out.
He killed somebody in 97.
But we need to know what the nature of it was.
It doesn't matter. Like, it wasn't vehicular homicide.
Okay.
It was murder.
Okay, nonetheless, I just feel like, I mean, it's the terminology. Like, that'll help you use terms that describe something a little bit better. Because you said if he had a life sentence, that life was over.
No,
now he starts anew.
No, he's not starting anew. He's still alive.
No.
Like, they should have let him die. They should
have. Yeah, they should have.
They should not. They,
and
like,
they
hey.
Had that right in the prison. They had all control over it. So you chose to bring him back to life to keep him in the prison.
Yeah.
When you could have just let him die.
He could be like, oh, well, he died. Okay.
I mean, if you so hell bent on him staying in prison because he's a murderer, if that's the case, shit, keep him in there. Let him die.
Mm.
Let him just go home.
Yeah,
save the state some money.
You have a soft spot for him because his name Benjamin. That's all. You had a soft spot for him.
Yeah, I got a
but
soft
yeah, man,
spot.
Yeah, man, that's a weird situation. I mean, you know.
I mean, technically.
Because they had people like where they electrocuted their ass in the chair and then they was like still alive and shit. I mean, like that movie Shocker or something. And they had to turn the shit back on. And I'm like, yo, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? Like, ain't no limit. Like, what you going to fry me till I'm dead? Like, how you know? Like, is it a temperature on the body? They're like, okay, this nigga well done. You know what I'm saying? They stick the little temperature.
It's done. It's over with.
Oh, shit, man. So, wild story, man. You know, you getting that time, though. I always said, they ain't fucking with you, my guy. TV talk. Guess what? I caught up with The Godfather in Harlem. Pretty good show. You know, the whole Bumpy Johnson story. You know, he just... It's all right. It's good TV. You know what I'm saying? It's like some of it's fake. You know what I'm saying? His wife fucking the boxer and, you know, and then like they got Muhammad Ali. So far we didn't see Muhammad Ali on here, Malcolm X. Who else? And, I mean, it's all right show. Check it out. It ain't as dope as everybody say it is, but it's definitely worth a watch. You know what I'm saying? So just go ahead and check it out. It's like old school New York shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the black wannabe mafia. Like back in the days, that's when the black people wanted to be Italian so bad. You know what I'm saying? So that's my only itch about it. And, you know, the white people use a nigga a lot. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just different. Seeing, you know, it's just nigga flying from everywhere on here. So, you know, it's got to get used to that. Oh, what you want the niggas to have out? You know, whoa, calm down. Because the dude that plays, what's the big dude? And Kingpin and fucking Luke Cage is... Like, he's got a lot of lines, and he's saying nigga a lot. So, it's just, you know, check it out. It's definitely worth a watch. It's on Epics. I don't know. I don't have that channel, so I'm stuck on episode 6. I can't find it anywhere. So if anybody got the Epix plug, hit your boy up. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? I can use your log again. If you got the Epix log in, fuck with the kid. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, I've just been watching Godfather in Harlem. Empire, you know, that's a guilty pleasure. Thank you, Saul Wright, because, you know, hey, man, you got to watch Empire. You got to watch Empire. Now, he don't even watch Empire, and I'm stuck watching it because, you know, I watch shows to the completion. You know what I'm saying? Except for The Walking Dead. That's one show I just gave up on because there was no end in sight.
It was dumb.
It was a good show at the beginning, but it just was no ending in sight. Like, they just want to go on forever, and I'm not with it. Like, I'm okay with shows ending. Just give me a good show and let it go. You ain't got to hold on to it. So far, I heard about this new streaming service, the Disney Plus streaming service. They had like 10 million signups on the first day.
Yeah, because your son was one of them.
He did the free trial?
Yeah, he talking about he going to give me my $6, but that's going to be...
You better cancel the free trial then.
I mean, I got to see what the dates say.
It's only 7 days.
Yeah, I mean, he just asked for it yesterday.
So you know it's yesterday. And so the Disney Plus thing, it's like $6.99 a month. It's not bad, you know what I'm saying? If it's anything on there watching. Like, I don't want to just, you know, I guess you can... they're going to have like Lion King on there.
It's got to be Juan said everything that you could ever imagine is on there. He was like, Mom, just think about it. All the things back in the day. And then first he tried to come at me sideways. Something back in the 1920s. I was like, sir, I ain't there that old.
Stop it, nigga.
But nonetheless. What
you think we watching around here?
And you trying to tell me why I need to let you put my card number in these people's thing. Mm. You know I'm going to get an email about it. So you trying to get on the front end of this thing.
Oh, so you already paid for it.
No, the trial, you still had to put it on there because as soon as trial run out, they're going to charge you.
I got you.
So we going to cancel it before that charge come up.
I mean, might as well pay the $6.99 for the first month.
Yeah, so I'll get it from you. That's fine.
I mean, depends on when it hit. But then you start thinking about it, all these services, man, you paying a fucking cable bill, but I guess you getting the, you can watch what you want, so... You know, we might end up keeping it. Fuck it, man. You know what I'm saying? If it's, you know, I got to see what's on it. You know what I mean? And but I do like Netflix. Netflix is slowing down. I don't know what's going on. Like, they must, I don't know. Maybe the Disney Plus shit is hurting them because they taking a lot of content off because Disney Plus, they got...
They bought the rights.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of rights because they're going to have AMC. I think they got all the ABC shit. ESPN Plus is in with them. They got all these little old movies, and they got a lot of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of shit on Disney Plus. You know, but it's old shit. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know about the original programming coming up, and that's what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if I want to watch The Sandlot, I can go in there and watch that shit, or some of them old movies like Mighty Ducks, or you know, little crazy shit that they got that's on there. But I don't know. I'm skeptical because if you got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus,
you add all that up.
Showtime, HBO, goddamn, like boy, you
done paid about
paying $50, $60, $70 a month. You know what I'm saying? So what is that? That's a fucking cable bill. So and then you got to have internet because none of it work without internet. Mm-hmm. So
they still getting money.
Yeah, they winning somehow. So that's about it for TV Talk, man. Let me know what y'all watching. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Suggest some shows for me. I'm open to anything. Pause. And, you know, just let me know about any shows because, you know, I watch them. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I tell y'all what I watch and, you know, y'all let me know what y'all watch. Give me some series I prefer, series that I can binge. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can watch them at work. You know, something that's not too, you know, like graphic with titties and shit. Like, you know, I don't want to watch that at work. But, you know, if it's anything like violence, I can watch that. But just like no sexual... crazy shows like that, because I still haven't went back and watched that weird show Be Easy told me to watch, because it was just, you know, Well, let's go ahead and take a music break. Do you have a song of the week? Let me tell y'all a funny story.
Yes.
Before Queen Jern went, she was about to pick a song by an artist that we have issues with over here in Nappy Afro, and I had to shut it down real quick because there is no way I would give that heifer any shine over here.
And I was not aware, so therefore, now that I have been informed, as they say, knowing that half heifer, the battle, G.I. Joe, something that we listened to or watched back in the day in the 1920s. But yeah. My song of the week is by one of my favorite artists. And she is, she went to school in Savannah, Georgia. So that's not, well, we had lots of famous people who went to Savannah College of Arts and Design. But nonetheless, it's Steady Love by India Ari and David Banner.
Steady Love by India Ari and David Banner.
And that was, I mean, a song that was on my playlist, but that wasn't the song that I was going to choose until my, until my lovely spouse informed me that we could not say this lady's name.
This heifer.
Or play her music. So.
This broad. Yeah.
Steady Love it is.
All disrespect.
By India Ari.
Steady Love by India Ari featuring David Banner. My song of the week, since I'm on that energy right now, Thug Style by Tupac. Had to put some Pac on here. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just, it was time. This is one of my favorite Tupac verses because he was actually rapping in this shit. Like, he went with the, I see my dreams coming to the reef. He was actually giving you some bars. Like, Pac was giving you a different flow. He switched it up. You know what I'm saying? One of the few times Pac did that. But yeah, so this is Thug Style by Tupac. I think it was off the, what was it, one of them double albums he had? Something, King, Are You Still Down? I think it was on Are You Still Down, Thug Style. Yes. So we're gonna take a music break. We'll be back in a second.
Thug Style out this motherfucker. Niggas throw your hands in the air. If you got Jeep, make your speakers pop. I want motherfucking police trying to pull niggas over on this one. I'm taking this one to the whole nother level. Gutter stack, Thug Style. Feel things that we can only do as a real G. We ain't dead yet. Hitman got my Hennessy, find your foes. In a room full of niggas trying to hide your hoes. I'm getting high off Buddha cause the times be slow. I keep my mind on, though you never find me, bro. And who me? A nigga living life like a G. In that artillery, keeping niggas off of me. I can't sleep. I'm living in these wicked times. Peak niggas after me cause they see I'm stacking G's and he. You can holler if you want to. Please, I ain't running with no punk crew. Bleed enemies in my range zone. You're in the danger zone. My fucking game is strong. Now hotline. Try to put me in the cross, but my force is wild. Bitch made ass niggas don't know my style.
so now y'all what's know, the problem, Jack? Try to put me in the cross, my horse is wild in the Kool-Aid. No, yeah, no, niggas flavor. Don't know my stats. Niggas don't know my stats.
Cook a slab, you the man, what's the problem, Jack? Try to put me in the cross, but my horse is wild. This shit's thug, yeah, niggas don't know my stats. I told y'all.
I'm a boss in my world, but when we're together, he just makes me feel like his girl. He's giving me love so steady. He touches my heart. Now I'm ready. He touches my soul. Children make breakfast on Sunday and fight and then make up again. Cause if life's gonna be crazy anyway, I wanna do it with him.
Steady love.
Hey.
Ooh. Steady love.
He's a good father. He's a good cook. He loves his basketball and he loves a good book. I'll tell you how I know he's the perfect one for me. Cause he's a warrior in the streets, but he's a king in the sheets. He's giving me love
so steady.
He touches my heart. Now I'm he touches my soul
and my spirit.
He's giving me love
so steady.
He's giving me love
so steady.
All right, coming back from the music break. I hope y'all enjoyed that. You know, hey, man, that Pac got me kind of amped up a little bit over here. Whoa! Time for you to keep it 100, man. You got to keep it 100.
Yes, I have a keep it 100. And I have to say, I'm from the South. So therefore, my upbringing requires that, you know, if I come in enough close proximity with another individual, I'm going to speak. That is how I was raised. My parents basically beat that into me. So therefore, as a Southerner, living in a state that's a Southern state, if somebody speak to you, open your damn mouth and say something.
100.
I'm talking to you. I say good morning. What does it hurt you to just simply say a hello? I ain't asking you for no money. I'm not asking you to sign a petition. I just said hello. Like, you here. I'm here. Why are we not speaking? Like, you ain't have to ask me how was my day. I did not ask you how was yours. I just simply said good morning. So, my keep it 100 is, if you passing somebody and if they have already opened up the lines of communication by greeting you first, you should reciprocate and just say hello.
That shit bothers me because I think
that's rude as fuck.
It is rude because I feel like, I don't know what the black men have did to black women, but I see how black women don't like black men. It's a lot of black women that can't stand black men because, you know, I'm, like you said, we down south. I'm a Southern gentleman, you know what I'm saying? So I speak, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? And then it's just amazing how, like, how many people don't speak back. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't feel offended by it, but I'm just like, God damn, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm moving. I just, you know, like you said, close proximity. And I can see if
like
you.
We just met up.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, then you know I'm doing too much. If you down the damn hall, yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah, how you doing this morning, girl?
Yeah. If I just walk by, like, we just in passing. Good morning. How you doing?
But I think part of that really comes from the fact that people got in their mind that everybody trying to holler. Ain't nobody trying to holler at your ass all the time. I mean, so if somebody somebody just saying hello, good morning, now if you saying hey to me every day, going out your way to do some gesture, then maybe you can gather that they like you. But if you just saying hello, okay, we'll keep it at that. Because I'm going to let you be man enough to come and holler at me for real. I'm not going to let you saying hello to me mean that you know what I'm saying, you really got a chance at being with me. So I'm just going to speak back and keep it moving. I don't understand what the problem is. But it's, I mean, like I said, it's happened so much that I'm just like, some people, I mean, I get it that everybody's not from the South who live in the South currently. But at the same time, you got to adapt to your environment. And in an environment, you know, you walking past people, just speak. Shoot. Especially, like I said, if they speak to you first, you know it's okay to speak.
Yeah, not going to hurt nobody for speaking. Well, my keep 100 is, it's a lot of people out there slandering the Popeye's chicken sandwich and the people that love the Popeye's chicken sandwich. I mean, listen, man, it's 2019. Let people be happy with the fuck. If somebody want to get excited about chicken sandwich, let them be excited.
100.
If somebody want to get excited about spending their income tax check, let them be excited. Y'all always, I hate y'all people on social media that want to tell people, oh, it's just a sandwich. Oh, I'm not going to eat it because it can't be that good the way y'all are acting. Huh, I'm pretty sure I can make a better one at home. Oh, or the ones that do get it. Oh, it's not even that good. Oh, listen, man, who gives a fuck? Popeye's already got the $4. You know what I'm saying? So y'all out here slandering the sandwich, talking bad about it. I even saw somebody put up an article. Oh, these are better chicken sandwiches you can get from other places. Like, little homemade, little, you know, different.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but then it says, oh, they're only available on Tuesdays. You better get there quick because they sell out fast. I said, so, but this shit $10. This shit $12. This shit $15. I said, this shit 2-3 times the price and just as unavailable to me.
Exactly, because like, if I don't live in your city, I can't come and get that shit.
Well, if I do live in your city, you telling me that they sell out, they only sell it on one day of the week and the shit be gone by 1 o'clock and they open it at 10 and they only open for lunch then no. And niggas, y'all, everybody trying to make a chicken sandwich now. If you using chicken tenders, that ain't no chicken sandwich. That's fucking chicken tenders on bread, my nigga. That is not a chicken sandwich if it's chicken tenders. I'm telling you this now. Stop that. Oh, it's a place. They chicken sandwich just as good as that Popeye's. It's tenders, though. Well, them chicken tenders on bread, motherfucker, that ain't no chicken sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Because if I can bite into that sandwich and one of my tenders fall out, that sandwich fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I done missed the whole third of my meat.
Yeah, so listen, people. Y'all stop talking bad about these people that enjoy the Popeye sandwich. Now, listen, we still talking bad about the people that's fighting and stabbing and acting stupid for the chicken sandwich. And, you know, the overreacting people buying, like, you'll see somebody online, they just show a picture with them, like, 20 sandwiches. And I'm just like, what are you, like?
What you overbuying them for? And like, I hope you're going to have a party.
Yeah, so everybody get one because, you know, I'm pretty sure the taste go away after about an hour or two.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that good as when it's fresh out of that grease now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna front. I think I like the one of the. I go
He's
to the.
He's been converted.
I ain't been converted.
You like the sandwich.
I just been twice. I done had it two times on my own since.
But I had it today.
Okay. I wanted to go. Look, I drove by today. It wasn't no line. I was like, man, I should stop. Because it wasn't no line.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I stopped today.
I was just like, maybe the hype done died down. And, you know, it's normal. I was excited. Yeah, because, you know, like Popeye's got enough for everybody. Like, they like, yo, we got enough. You know what I'm saying? Which makes you wonder where the hell they get all this fucking chicken from.
Here the people go.
I'm just saying. Put my tinfoil hat on over the waves. Where all this fucking chicken come from? Because, I mean, it ain't like Popeye's stop having chicken on the shelf.
They never did.
Huh?
I said they never did stop having chicken.
They always had chicken. So where the hell the chicken come from that y'all making the chicken sandwich from? Where that? Why y'all can't get it from the same chicken y'all been getting y'all chicken from?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying. So where this chicken? What's so special about this chicken? See what I'm saying? It make you think. I mean, why you enjoying it? Just think about like, yo, you really don't know what the fuck you eating. You know, it might not even be real chicken. It might be beyond meat. What if it's beyond meat?
Oh, God, here we go.
It might be beyond chicken. What if they tricked us to eating beyond chicken?
Well, I know that chicken. That chicken ain't nothing that's healthier because it's greasy.
Oh, yeah. If your chicken ain't greasy, you ain't eating chicken, dog. You eating that fucking baked chicken.
It's good.
And nobody likes baked chicken. Ugh. Blech.
Really?
Disgusting.
It's not.
If you're going to eat chicken fried, you know what I'm saying? You can pan fry. You ain't got to bread it up or nothing. But, ugh. That baked chicken and all that, ugh.
So extra.
I just don't like chicken with bone in it, baked. I can't do it. It's got to be like, I can eat it. If it's like boneless chicken, I eat it. But I just don't like bone in my chicken, unless it's like wings. And I can eat a whole wing. You can split the wing. I can eat them that way. But I don't, that's the only piece of chicken I eat.
I guess.
But yeah, that's my keep it 100. Long as fuck.
Exactly.
But I think I made my point. Winners and losers time. Do you have any winners?
Yes, my winner for this week would have to be none other than the sexiest man alive.
Way, thank you, girl. That is, hey, I appreciate that.
Of 2019.
Hey, oh, so I won in 19 too. Hey, I did know.
Who is none other than one of my favorite artists?
Hey, I'm an artist.
Uh huh.
And that I do podcasts. It's art.
John Legend.
Winner.
You said my name wrong.
Did I?
Yeah, you said it sounded like you said John Legend, not King Germ.
Yeah, I said John Legend.
Oh, okay. All right.
I mean, he is people's.
You said he's your winner though.
Yeah, he's
sound
the
like you
winner would... because he is people's sexiest man of 2019.
Do you
sexiest
agree with
man
that?
Alive. I don't.
Oh.
But I mean, hey, they recognizing him. I love his music. Hey, I'm
great
down.
Musician. Poor taste in women.
I mean, I wasn't going to go through all of that, but I was just saying, I love his music, so I wanted to give him a shout out, give him his props. So, hey, there you have it.
Shout out to John Legend, people's sexiest man alive.
2019.
Dang, it's some, hey, bruh. Hey, he bringing light-skinned niggas back, bruh.
Hey, they got it. Everybody got
light-skinned niggas,
time.
Hey, watch. It's going to be a wave of light-skinned niggas come out of nowhere, bruh. Like, this shit going to be nuts, man.
It's a time for everything.
Well, my winners are, if you've been looking at the NFL, one thing you know this year is the black motherfucking quarterback is motherfucking taking over.
Winner.
They getting rid of all the white quarterbacks. Like, nobody, you can't be an in-the-pocket passer no more. You got to be able to move. You got to be able to do everything. And it all started with Randall Cunningham and him just opening up the door for what we have now, man. Lamar motherfucking Jackson put on a fucking show last Sunday night, but Sunday he was playing, I think they were playing the Bengals. He put this dude on spin cycle so bad. Like, I don't even think that dude has recovered yet. Like, the dude, Lamar shook the nigga so bad, he flew into two other people, took two other niggas out. You got Russell Wilson, you know what I'm saying? You know, he barely made the list, you know what I'm saying? You know, but he acting way more blacker now. So shout out to Sierra for making him blacker. But Russell Wilson, he cutting his ass up out there on that field. Goddamn, Deshaun Watson out there taking off. Jacoby Brissett was doing all right before he got hurt. Jameis Winston, you know, he's setting us back. But still, you know what I'm saying? Dwayne Haskins getting out there. He about to do his thing. Who else we got? I mean, Cam Newton injured, but Who knows if we'll see Cam play in Carolina again. He might be done. But yeah, man, the black quarterback, y'all my winner. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all doing the damn motherfucking thing. And my other winner is this guy.
Winner.
Let me read you the story.
I mean, you always got to have multiple people.
Hey, don't you worry about me, okay? Don't listen. I do this over here, okay? All right? Let me have my winners, all right? Good. A Florida man was pulled over Sunday night for driving recklessly. Told police that he needed to get home in a hurry because he was cheating on his wife. You know what I'm saying? Cops report that John Earl Pickard, 52, was behind the wheel of a 2015 Honda that was going at excess of 90 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone. When stopped by the Tarpon Springs Police Department around 7:30 p.m., God damn, nigga, you cheating early in the day.
Hey.
Pickard was apparently en route to his Palm Harbor residence following an extramarital What's that word?
I can't see it. Let me bring it a little closer.
Extramarital assignation? Assignation? I don't know that word. Hey, that's a new word. Wow.
Assignation.
Assignation.
If we pronouncing all of...
Hey. Listen, man. Pimps fuck up too, man. So, hey.
And you know I can't read, so...
So, I don't understand. Okay, Pickard was busted for reckless driving, a misdemeanor.
So, he was trying to get home while he was trying to get to the booty?
He was trying to get home because he just left the booty. Yeah, okay. So he was trying to get home to his wife. But when cops searched him post-arrest, they found a baggie with crack cocaine in his shirt pocket. Man.
He was having a hell of a night.
Police reported he spontaneously said he just purchased it for $50. Damn, he had a little 50 rock. $2,200 bond, man. Come on, man. So he my winner for.
That's winning.
Yeah, for being white and cheating on his wife and proving that us black men are the most faithful race of men out there. Because black men don't cheat. You'll never hear a story like that because
you just won't report it.
We don't.
You just won't.
We don't do that, man. We don't do that, man.
Men cheat.
No. No.
All men cheat.
We're good
black,
guys.
White, yellow, purple, green, polka dot, stripes.
Man. I keep telling you this. You keep trying to find, pull up some evidence of a black man cheating.
They cheat now.
No, pull
they
up cheating some evidence. Every day. Do you have a loser?
Yes, I have a loser. And one thing about it is, you know, you can call it God. Some people call it karma, whatever you want to call it. What goes around comes around, however it goes. I guess that's karma. But you talked about me. And then you had to look at the final score and realize that L you had planted for me is for you.
Mm.
So my loser is none other than LPH.
Loser.
From our Fro Fantasy League. And I don't do this often because y'all know I try to ride out and be quiet and let the chips fall where they may. But I need y'all to understand that I'm out here and I'm for real. So LPH, you my loser because you had to take that L. And I ain't trying to hear nothing from nobody else about, you know what I'm saying, what I do and what I don't do. But you just need to know. I noticed. I heard you talking about me. I kind of laughed about it, and I said it wasn't over. And it came out in my favor, so it didn't end up the way you expected it to go. So that's my loser this week. LPH. Fuck y'all.
Damn.
You, because it's just one person that's running that team.
Wow. So my loser is Ray J.
Loser.
Oh.
Who has been called a force in Hollywood on the show before. He's my loser because he's trying to use his influence to talk to the president about getting Suge Knight pardoned from prison. Now, Ray J, I'm going to tell you like this. If you got a favor from the president and you can get somebody out, Suge Knight is not the one that you want to use your motherfucking favor on, because it's on camera, Suge Knight running over this man and running, you know, like it was no mistake. None of that. No, Suge Knight is right where he need to be. And you are foolish for even trying to, you know, say that shit. I mean, I don't know why Suge Knight made you the person over his affairs while he's in prison, but getting him out is not a good idea, okay? So, Ray J, you my loser for even considering that, you know what I'm saying, bullshit. So, that's my loser. It's that time of the show. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout out to your city.
That's right. Shout out to my city.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy. It's all right. GQ Blue. Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself. Rick Banks, bitch. Peppy J for Be More. Steph for Be More. Light Skin Kanye. RT3. Drew from DC. Gerard in Boston. Stacks. MJ Money 9S. Shout out to Filthy. Shout out to Sleazy. Shout out to Pigga. Shout out to Amazing App. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Shout out to who else listens to the show that always fuck with me? Like, yo, man, listen to the show. Y'all be tripping me out. Shout out to my nigga Ray Team Walton. Shout out to him. Who else, man? Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. I think I might be on the 12 Cal show this week. You guys just got to listen to it, man. I know y'all listen to it every week, but, you know, King Jerm might be on there discussing some Down South rap. So, you know, check me out there on the 12 Cal podcast. Oh, shout out to the to my dogs over there, the Dr. Brasive Network, Dr. Brasive, that disrespectful motherfucker MJ, Dr. Cam, the ashy-ass nigga, the truck driver, K-Law. We got something coming out. It's getting edited down now, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's something for y'all, for the dogs out there, you know, for the thirst boxes, you know what I mean? For them dudes that need a drink of water right now because they're parched, because they're so thirsty. Yes, it's for you. You know what I'm saying? So that's coming. You know, it'll probably be dropping about next week. You know, it's in the editing room now. You know what I'm saying? Got the, you know, the RZA's. He's taking care of it right now. Shout out to the Laugh Line Sports Podcast. Shout out to my dog Noah Farrow over there. Shout out to him. Shout out to the, who else? Something Like Podcast. Shout out to the Tactless Know-It-Alls Podcast. And shout out to the Forget That Yo Podcast. Any other podcast to fuck with us, shout out to y'all. Anybody over that site to fuck with a kid? That's about it, man. Anybody, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. And anybody fuck with the kid the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Man. Another episode in the books. What episode number is this?
I'd be lying if I act like I knew offhand, but...
Oh, man.
We gonna say it is 379. That's what it is. That's what the outline said, if you write on that.
Let's see. Am I right?
I mean, that's what the outline said.
Let's go. Let's check. Let's check.
You've been wrong before.
I have. You know what I'm saying? That's the funny part about it. Yep, 379. Episode 379 is in the books.
Alrighty.
Rate your show.
I'm going to say I'm at a 9.4. I was pretty good tonight.
9.4.
I don't think I ever was that high before. I never rated myself that high.
Wow.
I'm in the 7s, 8s. That's where I live.
Okay.
But I'm going to give myself a 9.4 because okay. I ain't never probably going to say a 10. Mm. But yeah, I think I did pretty good tonight. I was... pretty strong.
Okay.
And
okay.
I had a little edit for you. A little correction with your prostate.
Oh, you lost points for that. Just want you know.
Because I corrected you?
Yeah, you lost points for that.
So. Well, I gained points in my book. Okay. You said rate your show, not you rate me. I got you. But yeah, okay. I'm 9.4.
As far as my show, man, I'm going to go with 9.9. The point one.
Damn.
Yeah, the point one because, you know, like I said, I was corrected on the air by my co-host. And it's... would have been a perfect show, you know what I'm saying? But I had a correction, so got to go 9.9. Well, another episode in the books. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. Don't forget to call the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon. You can join for a little as a dollar. Don't forget to share this shit. Don't forget to go buy a fucking shirt in the fucking shop. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get Be Easy to make more designs, but... I realized that Beezy can't do every fucking thing, so...
He can't.
You know.
He does have a life and a
dog. Yeah. And 19 kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I be putting a lot on my dog, but sometimes he come through. That's why, I know he get mad. Like, I be like, yo, man, Easy, make this shirt. He be like, but nigga, make the shirt. Nigga, I be like, yo, we should have 100 shirts in the shop. He's like, who gonna make these 100 shirts? He's like, you? I mean, I could make them, but they'd never pass the BZ, the inspection test. He'd be like, he'd have to fix everything. So maybe that's what I should just start doing.
Just making some shit. Making some shit,
and then he'll fix it. It'd take him less time to fix it, but, you know, it'd still be my idea. So, you know, I might start doing that. I mean, I got time on my hands now. I might start doing Photoshop. Who knows? Who knows? Learn some graphic designs. But yeah, man. Let's wrap it up, man. So yeah, so we did the voicemail. Told you to share the shit. We did all that. Let's put a bow on it, man. This your boy King Germ.
And this your girl Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com